There's a plan from some members of the government to restrict volunteers from handing out how-to-vote cards on election day. One of the MPs promoting the idea says many voters feel intimidated by people pushing pamphlets on them when they enter the polling stations. Labor and activist groups say the proposal is an assault on democracy. Political reporter Julia Holman has more.
Along with the sausage sizzle and the long queues, one of the mainstays of Australia's election day is the hordes of people handing out how-to-vote cards. But there's a suggestion from the government to change the way that these cards are distributed.
It would actually eliminate voters being confronted by various people handing out how-to-vote cards and other propaganda.
Jason Wood is the federal member for La Trobe. He says he's seen too much aggression from people handing out how-to-vote cards, both from the political parties, but also from activist groups and unions.
You basically face an army of people handing out how-to-vote cards, a number from the political parties, but there's also a number from third parties who've got actually nothing to do with the election process, i.e. that they're not a candidate, they're not affiliated with a party, but they just want to get involved.
He wants the how-to-vote cards for the different parties to be displayed in the polling area. So if you want one, you can pick it up before you vote, but you won't have people handing out the cards to you.
The way it would actually work is I'll go into the polling booth and they'll see all the how-to-vote cards there so they can identify the party they want to vote for or the candidate. They don't need to take all the other how-to-vote cards.
Federal Labor isn't on board.
We believe it's part of the democratic process to allow people to hand out how-to-vote cards.
Senator John Farrell is Labor's shadow special minister of state, and he says there's no evidence to support a change. He says that if Liberal MP Jason Wood had evidence, he should have brought it to the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters.
If he's got some evidence of intimidation, well, then he should have brought it to the committee. I mean, that's why the committee is there. It's got the job of investigating all aspects of the electoral process at the last federal election.
But the reforms wouldn't just affect political parties and their volunteers.
Really, it's the most absurd way to fix any kind of problem to do with election day.
Kelsey Cook is campaigns director for the activist group GetUp. She says that her organisation gave out around 1 million how-to-vote cards at the last election. She says banning volunteers from handing out how-to-vote cards is an assault on democracy.
I think that we should have strong forms of code of conduct to make sure that volunteers are acting well on election day, but really this is the wrong way to solve that problem.
The proposal has a long way to go if it's to be implemented, and Labor's Don Farrell says he doesn't think it will get support.
In fact, I'd be surprised if it's got much support even in the Liberal National Party. We've got a very democratic process, and part of that democratic process is that you're entitled to hand out how-to-vote cards on election day.
Labor Senator Don Farrell ending Julia Holman's report.